very, very pleased to say I've got with me Sons of Mowgli. Good evening, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
By the way, have I pronounced the name right? Because when I was telling Xavier who was on, he said it's Mowgli. I said, no, it's Mowgli.
Yeah, we say Mowgli.
There you go. I feel better now. I've been saying this wrong all the time. Every time I played their songs, I've said it wrong. I feel better now. There you go. Okay, so thanks for coming into the studio tonight, and I'm very, very pleased to have you in. It's taken a while for me to get you because of dates and stuff going on, and you've been busy in that as well. So delighted to have you in with us tonight. And you're going to play a few songs for us, but before we do that, obviously I've got a couple of questions, a few things I want to ask you. And how this thing works is normally people will send me questions who are listening as well, because I've got obviously a lot of people listening to the show, and it's going really, really well. But my first question for you is, where's the name from? There you go.
Me and Mark many years ago were in a band called Mowgli, an indie band, from about 1999 till about 2005, was it?
Yeah, something when we like were that. Very young.
Yeah, when we were young. And I think after we split up, we all did loads of different things. We went to other bands and people went abroad and things like that. And then Mark was working in London, and when he came back, he said, should we do some writing again? So we sat and did some writing, and then we started recording, and we needed a name, and we were the original Sons of Mowgli, and that's where we come from, really.
Right, yeah. Right, cool. That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, and I can't remember how we actually came up with Mowgli in the first place, because we went through some really dodgy names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cool name. It's cool. It's the first time I heard the name, because obviously I heard the name, I thought, who are they? I want to know more about this. And then I went on Spotify and then found you and started listening to some of the songs.
And then when Emily joined, she's obviously a daughter of Mowgli.
The daughter. Obviously, there you go. Okay, so before you play a song as well for us, I just wonder if you can tell us a little bit more about how you got the sound that you've got is unique for me. I think, I don't know whether you heard, but last week I played one of your songs on here, and before I did, I played Deborah by Tyrannosaurus Rex, because for me growing up I used to listen to them a lot, and the very early sound of them, your stuff reminds me of them, and that's a pretty good compliment really, because you know that stuff for me just was on another level.
Yeah,
it was great. But you, I think your sound is very, very similar.
Yeah. Well, I'll take that.
Yeah, cheers.
I think me and Mark are really big sort of acoustic fans.
Yeah,
especially if sort of like Simon and Garfunkel.
That comes through in your music, definitely.
Nick Drake, John Martin, etc. And I think we just between us, we've got a really sort of eclectic music taste.
Yeah.
And when we come together, we do this because it just sounds nice.
We like harmonies. It just sounds good.
It does indeed. Yeah. Well, me as well. I mean, that's the sound for me. I sat there in my garden on the Sunday afternoon. Yeah. I had a big speaker by my shed, and I, there you go. Beers on, Sons of Mowgli blasting out. And do you know what? It was great.
I think some people reviewed the first album as that, actually, that it's really good Sunday listening.
Do you know what? It's chilled out, because I'd been working in the morning, it was so hot. I'd come in, I thought, I'm going to sit in the garden, and I'm going to sit in the shade, and I'm Spotify, there you go. On you go. And it was great. And the good thing was, I had neighbours over the back were making a bit of a racket, and I thought, right, this is going on. So I drowned them out with your wonderful sounds. So there you go. So it was really good, really good. So so before we get into doing a bit of combo stuff, you're going to do three songs for us tonight, which most of the guys who come in normally do two, and I'll play one of the songs. So yeah, I'm honoured that you're going to do three for us. So we're going to kick off with a song, if that's okay.
Yeah,
no problem.
We're going to do a track called Lose Our Minds.
Lose Our Minds, okay. Yeah. So Lose Our Minds, live on Mowgli Radio, Sons of Mowgli. Whenever you're ready, guys, you can take it away.
Of all where nothing worries you. that the time is right. Life is fading too. So come and follow me. Come follow me. Come follow me, just for me and you. Follow me, come follow me, oh. So come and follow me, come follow me, oh. For me, what I've heard, there's nothing left for you. You're so washed up, they say. What I hear, I know ain't true. So come and follow me, come follow me. Come follow me, just for me and you. There's nothing now for me. What I've heard, there's nothing left for you.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very, very much. How cool is that? Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, and we've had a couple of comments come in already. Thank you for Alan, who's been in touch to say sounds cool. Mike said, wow, fab harmonising. So there you go, a couple of nice compliments coming in already.
Thank you.
And anybody else who's listening, if you want to get in touch with us tonight, if you've got anything that you'd like to ask the guys, then please feel free. Okay, so as far as releases and stuff is concerned, your last one that come out, I've been playing to death on here.
Thank you so much.
That's absolutely brilliant. Wasted Years. And how long did it take you to put that together? There's six tracks in that one.
We went to Arc Studios in Liverpool. What's his name?
Steve Powell.
He recorded Mick Ed's last album, Red Elastic Band, and we loved that album. And that was the type of sound we wanted. We just wanted us acoustic. So we went to Steve, and that was. We said to him, this is how we want it. We want it just really stripped back. Okay. And that was what he did. He did a really good sort of job with it, really.
Basically, what we wanted was just a raw recording.
Yeah.
So no overdubs or anything, just the three of us, similar to what we're doing now.
Yeah,
this
so
is,
live
this
feel.
Is how it's recorded live.
Yeah.
Three microphones.
Brilliant.
Stripped back, just the three of us, which is what we wanted, and
good.
What Steve did such a great job
it
in
worked, it. Yeah. I think half the time, I think having someone who's overseeing it like that can make such a difference who it is.
Yeah, definitely.
So for you, that was a great choice in what you did, because the results is
made a massive difference.
Yeah. Just really got us, didn't he? Just said, how do you do it in practice? And we told him, he said, that's it, I'll just put the mics in and just go, and that was it, and that's what we needed. And
brilliant.
Two, three takes on each song, and that was it.
So it was recorded quite quickly then?
We did six tracks in a day.
Wow.
So the whole EP was recorded and mixed in one session.
That's good going, now.
We're all tired after it, weren't we?
I bet you was.
It was a long, long day. And,
I bet you was.
Yeah.
I remember being in the studio with my brothers, but I said they're in a tribute band, but somebody asked them if they could put some songs down on a CD to promote them, and they spent a whole day in the studio, and they'd done about six or seven songs.
Yeah, long day.
And it was a lot. I mean, I was just there like filming bits for them and like making cups of tea, but I mean, it was a long day for me. So I mean, I remember Andy and Mike, because they do all the harmonising, they found it tough by the end of the day. But
we enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, great experience. the other good thing as well is by knocking it out so quick, they're saving money on studio time.
Yeah,
because it can be expensive, can't it?
I mean, that's why we want to go back. Definitely.
Good. So you got plans? I mean, you're still writing stuff for taking?
We've got a backlog of probably about 40 songs.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
So there's loads of material. Wow. We've probably got about 15 ready to go that we can play live, and then. Yeah. there's a backlog of ones written.
That's brilliant.
More being written. So, yeah, hopefully get back in the studio soon. And good. You know. Yeah.
So writing-wise, how do you come? Would you come together to write, or do you write separately? Or a bit of a mix
of all of that, really. Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes Dean will write a song on his own. Sometimes I will. Sometimes we'll do it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes one will start with an idea.
Yeah.
The idea, it might be half a song. It could just be a few chords and a first line. It's lots of different ways.
Yeah, it goes from there.
Lots of different ways.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's supposed to bounce ideas off each other as well. And,
yes.
And of course, you can say no. That I don't like the sounds of that. When you want that change, and,
Yeah, throw that bit in.
It was great. It was funny because I had two black sheep in the other week, which is Ian and Amy.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Caged Bird, which is their new song, which is a fabulous song. And I said, like, who wrote it? And Amy said, oh, I wrote that. Yeah. And I could see Ian sat there and he said, yeah, however.
I helped him.
My slight little influence here changed the song completely. So, yeah, I think it's brilliant that, how you can get together and the outcome of what you're doing. It's fab. Yeah. And the fact that you've got so much stuff to come as well is really, really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I mean, so going back to like the stuff that you've done before, you know, we had a time. I mean, were you all? Is it the same lineup that was on that? Or
kind of. It was me and Mark, and we were going to a friend's studio who plays bass in John Jenkins' band.
Oh, right.
Steve Acko, and Steve was sort of playing with us quite a bit as well. He was putting banjo down and some
other bits.
We'd get
other musicians and friends to help us. We'd like overdub lots of stuff to give it a full band feel.
Yeah.
But then we decided we didn't want that anymore. We just wanted it stripped back and
you
know what it is. So that's how we've ended up with the
sound. Yeah, I can see the definite difference between because I say I listen to that all Sunday afternoon. I was listening to all that stuff, and then obviously listen to your later stuff. Yeah, you know, it is quite different.
Yeah. I think it was hard to get everyone together to go and do that as a live sound.
So. Yeah.
Me and Mark were desperate to get out and play more live stuff, so we said, how can we do that? Let's just strip it back to the three of us and get out. So that's what the sort of plan was.
A lot of most of the songs were originally designed to be acoustic songs, and they were all written on acoustic guitars or ukuleles.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it made sense to kind of to go with it and make the main focus of the sound to be the two vocals, you know, because they work so well together.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was the idea going forward, and it still is. Yeah.
Good. So playing wise, I mean, where have you been? Where have you been gigging and stuff? Have you got stuff going? I know you've got stuff in the pipeline, which we'll mention in a bit.
Yeah.
But where have you been? Where have you played?
First gig we played as us three was at Fulton Hall, Fulton Hough, and that was supporting Nasha from Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
and it was brilliant. It was so good. As you know yourself, you said
it's
you went
great.
The weekend. It's
a great
amazing
place.
Venue.
I know.
It's so good.
I know.
We played there, and then was it last week or the week before? We played
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago, we played at Middlewich Folk and Boat Festival.
Yeah, right.
Which game was really nice. Lovely atmosphere. Nice place to play. And then we've got lots of.
You've got stuff coming up. I mean, it makes a difference if venue wise where you play and what you do. I mean, especially with what you play and how you play, because a lot of the time my biggest bugbear going to gigs is people talking through gigs.
Yeah.
And if you're the setup that you've got, and there's people, do you know
it's
what?
Really difficult.
I think that's why we were so shocked at playing Fulton Hough, really, was because we were used to playing, you know, Zanzibar and Barfly and Academy, where no one's listening. They're all sitting there, they're all drinking and having their own night out.
You've got a battle.
At Fulton Hough, it was like everyone was just stopped. You could hear a pin drop. It was silent. I was like, oof.
That's what it was like. It's funny because Ian McNabb said the same thing. He said, you're the great audience because you're quiet at the right parts and you're loud at the right parts, which is good. Because for me, you know, you're going to see a band, you're not going to talk to your mates about what you did yesterday. You're going to see a band. I mean, what's the point in going otherwise?
You're paying a lot of money, aren't you, so you want to listen to them.
Well, I mean, it's that, but I mean, it's to me it's disrespectful as well. If you're doing what you're doing out there, and you know, someone's got the back turned to you and they're yapping away.
With obviously because we're not playing with a drummer or anything, you can hear all
you
the
can
conversations.
Hear everything.
It's,
I bet you
it's
can.
Really off-putting.
I bet you can.
Try to blank it out, and then you lose focus of what you're doing. And
I bet,
it's so we have to kind of pick and choose where we've played. Not,
so it's the right venues. Is important. And over in Thornton Hough, that's a magical place.
Yeah.
The only problem with Thornton Hough is you've got to get in really, really handy. Otherwise, you're sat right at the back. Mitchie, which isn't great, but it's a lovely place to play.
And we want to play again, definitely
you try and get over there again. I mean, 81 Renshaw Street is another top venue. It's a similar kind of setup in there. Dead laid back.
It's definitely on we're on the list to play there, so I don't know how soon they're going to pick us, but we're all on the list.
Well, hopefully because that would be really good. I mean, I know you've got stuff coming up, which we're going to mention after you've done another song for us, but I just wanted to mention this Folk on the Dock. Did you apply to that?
We did. We applied.
Have you heard anything yet?
And I think we mentioned to them, because they're leaving it really late to let any of the local bands know whether they're actually successful or unsuccessful. So I've messaged them, and they said that it'd be last week, but that was last week, but I don't know. Because we keep getting other gigs offered to us, and we don't know how to take them.
Of course, so. Strange position there. I've seen that from a few bands who I know who've applied to play on there, because John's one of them. He's applied, and I think Les Glover may have done as well. But I know it's leaving it really.
Really like to play it. I think it'd be a great gig.
I was there last year, and I spent the day there, and it was great. Oh, I loved it.
Be ideal for us, wouldn't it?
It would be brilliant, and you'd have a great audience there as well for that. So that'd be really good. Okay, we've got a few more comments coming as well, so I'll have a little look through these, and then we'll Liverpool Dreamer, thank you very much. You're listening tonight, saying sounding good. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we'll have another song, and then we'll have a little bit of chat about what you've got coming up as well. So if you can do another one for us, that would be great.
This one's called Market Street.
Okay, now Market Street from us.
Sorry you went away, how I wish I'd stay. Can we take a walk for a while? Through the park and past the swings, and down to Market Street, where I can walk for miles. Since I went away, fear drifted away, further by the day. Let's chase the sun and talk till dawn. So much I meant to say, I just never found a way. Walk away from the shadows of your past. Let your heart lead you on. Let time just pass by, never looking back. Hope you never fear tomorrow. Watch the waves and it makes me think, how could I leave? And I walk on for a while. I'm past the old school and bowling green. I'm back to Market Street, where I can walk for miles.
Thank you very much indeed. That was Market Street live on Mogul Radio from Sons of Mowgli. And That was that was brilliant, guy. Absolutely brilliant. And I've done that a little bit on Facebook Live there. And quite a few watching that and listening as well. David Nixon, good evening. Thank you for your comments. He said, sounding great. So that's David, who's on the wall there from the John Jenkins Band, who's listening in tonight. So thank you very much indeed. Pete Roach, who's one of our presenters, is listening in. And Stephen Manley, who's a local guy, who's going to be doing a session here in a few weeks' time as well. So thank you very much for you people for being in touch so far. And I've got a question, I do believe, if I can find it. Let me have a little look. I think this one is from Mike. Okay, have they got management, or do they have to do it all themselves?
Good question.
Yeah,
we actually do it all ourselves.
Yeah.
We've all got full-time jobs, but because of the power of social media and emails and everything else, it's much easier than when we were first in a band, for when sure, everyone was over the phone and things like this. So it's we're able to do it ourselves.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So you've got full control. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else has asked me about where you play your gigs. Do you play all your own stuff, or do you get asked to play covers? Because that seems to be a bit of a sticking point. Because I know a few of the bands who've come in, who write all their own songs, end up playing covers to get gigs. I mean,
we are strictly our own. I mean,
we've got a backlog of the 40 songs, so we don't need to do anyone else's.
I think it's more of a case of the venues more than the people needing to do it, because I know with Peaky Blinders is for instance, if you get a gig at the Peaky Blinders, they ask you to do 45 minutes of covers and 45 minutes of your own, because I had the Ragamuffins in and the Ragamuffins have got songs coming out of their ears, but they'll have to do all the covers. And you know, it's a shame in a way that they've got to do that, because as an artist writing your own stuff, that's what you're there for, isn't it?
I think that goes back to that picking your own, the right venues. I think that's so important.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so gig-wise as well, can you tell us what you've got coming up? Because somebody else has said, where can we see them play?
Okay, so next Sunday we are playing the Festival of First, which is in Hoylake.
Okay.
We're on around about 4 p.m. on the stage, which is next to the Lifeboat Centre, and that's a free festival. You can bring your dog, you can bring the kids, you can bring a picnic.
Love it.
It's outdoor on the prom, so it'll be lovely. So that's next Sunday. And then Friday the 27th of July, we're at the Ship and Anchor in Southport. And this is one we've organised, and we've picked Billy Kelly. He's going to be playing. He's a great Liverpool acoustic musician, as is Phil Daltrey as well. He's another great Liverpool acoustic musician. And we've got a friend called Earwig, who is a street poet, and he's going to be doing some really cool poetry in between them as well. So that's on Friday the 27th of July.
Okay.
Sunday the 5th of August, we're up the road at Bickerstaff for Bickerstock Festival.
We'll be on stage. Interesting.
Yeah. And again, I think it's sort of quite folk and acoustic aimed at sort of festival. That's what that's all for. And we're on around about 3 or 4 o'clock on Sunday the 5th of August for that one.
Okay.
And then the big one I want to really plug is Saturday the 25th of August, and this one's at the Gladstone Theatre in Port Sunlight.
Okay.
And it's one that myself and John McGlone of Western Promise and Johnny Mack and the Souls of Emotions, we've organised as a New Ferry benefit concert for the New Ferry disaster.
I saw that,
so we've got a whole host of musicians that'll be joining us for that one, and a couple of really big special guests. And the tickets are on sale on the Gladstone Theatre website, and they will sell out really quickly, obviously with this being a benefit concert.
Okay.
So that's a good one.
Well, good indeed. And I've played some of Johnny McGlone's stuff last week, and that's very good indeed as well.
He's great. He's organised some big things over the years, the Hillsborough concert, the Dockers gig in Liverpool. He's organised some really big things, and he approached me and said, you know, fancy doing this for New Ferry. I was jumped at it, thought, you know, such a good thing that we need to be doing. So.
Good. Well, that's brilliant, and it sounds like that'd be a great lineup as well.
Yeah,
be,
really. Well, we've got some really big names and some good musicians.
I look forward to that. I mean, for me, I haven't seen you. This is the first time I've seen you play live, and I've been listening to you loads, and I'm blown away at how good you sound. It's great, and I can't wait to come and see you at a venue as well. And I won't be talking. I'll be hitting people who are talking. So you've got no problems there. Yeah. I normally give nasty. I give glares out. You know, it's funny because going back. We went to see, who did we see? Me and my mate Nick were in the Manchester Academy, and we went to see Eels, I think it was. And in front of us, there was four students, I would think they were, and they just didn't shut up for about 20 minutes. And it was winding me up, and Nick's normally really quiet in the end. he just said, I said, if you're going to talk, and I can't exactly say what he said on here, but you can fill in the gaps, and they moved, they were gone. And it was great to see, because it winds me up. But yeah, so look forward to seeing you. So I'm going to do my best. Bigger stuff, I will certainly try and get along there, because it's up the road for me.
Yeah,
and that'll be a good one. And so you're playing Sunday as well?
That's this Sunday.
Yeah,
we're playing in Hoylake.
Okay.
4 p.m. Festival of Firsts, and it's on the prom, Hoylake Prom, on the stage there. So it should be a nice one.
I'll try and get across for that.
Market Street, the song we just sang, that's actually about Hoylake, so we'll be able to sing it there for the first time.
We'll put you out.
Good, good. bit of local interest there as well.
Exactly.
Okay, super. So, for people who want to try to listen to your music and stuff, obviously, I got onto you from Spotify, and then obviously seeing bits and bobs on Facebook, and we've gone from there. Your stuff's all available for people, and you can get your latest EP from your Facebook website.
Yeah, can get in touch on Facebook. You can order the CD, or it's on Bandcamp as well. You can download it.
Bandcamp's great,
yeah, so it's on Bandcamp, and we're just doing the CDs through Facebook. People can order them that way, but we haven't got that many of them left, so that's pretty quick.
And selling them at gigs.
We're selling them at gigs as well.
Perfect. Okay, Liverpool Dreamer said it's sounding great. Brilliant harmonies from Sons of Mowgli. They sound like lovely people too. They are lovely people indeed. Thank you for listening in tonight as well. Yeah, quite a few of us saw the little Facebook bit that we did as well, so that was good. We've had a few been watching that one. I'm sure that'll be shared as well. Okay, so future-wise, I mean, we know about your gigs and you got coming up. You've got tons and tons of songs and that. So I take it your plan to try at some point later in the year, maybe go in and do something else.
I think we're getting the summer out the way of all of these sort of festivals and concerts, and then winter, I think we'll be back in the studio doing
hibernating.
We spend quite a lot of time in the rehearsal room we've got in Liverpool, so it's nice to actually get out and get a bit of sunshine in between it.
Where do you rehearse, by the way?
Pirate Studios.
Oh, that's where our kid. They've been in there. They used to go to the Vulcan, but they've moved to Pirate. They said it's great.
We've done the same.
Yeah. The problem with the Vulcan is humping stuff up and down them stairs,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly,
not the best, but I believe Pirate's really good.
It's great, we're made up of it.
Yeah.
24/7 access as well, so handy.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it? No, it does. It looks great. I mean, I know some of the people who've been in it said they practice there. I know Ian Prowse practices there as well before he does gigs and that, so it sounds like it's a good place to go. Okay, so we know all about what's going on, and people can now get in touch if you want to have a little listen to the Sons of Mowgli. Bandcamp, Spotify, go to the website, you can buy the latest EP from there as well, Wasted Year. So there's loads going on. Another song would be great to finish us off tonight, because we've just about probably run out of time, but we'll finish with the song, if that's okay.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to do Liberation and Fellowship off the new EP.
Wonderful. Okay, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Dancing with angels, enchanted by lion, draws me closer through restless nights. I found liberation in fellowship. Circling a fire, I fell into a dream, on a voyage beyond all I'd seen. I saw a reflection in your tears. Close my eyes and drift away to a place I feel no pain. The fear never wins. The light that led us all down, without our minds, we're born to the crown. I learned that love is all I need, and I found liberation in fellowship, and I found liberation in fellowship.
Oh, well done.
Liberation and Fellowship from Sons of Mowgli live on Muggle Radio this evening. Thank you to everybody who's listened in and commented on the session. And thank you so much, Sons of Mowgli, for coming in.
Oh, thanks very much.
It's been absolutely brilliant. Enjoyed every minute of the session. Thank you so much, and good luck with everything that you're doing. And please keep in touch with us, because at some point in the future, I'd like you to come back in as well.
Oh, we'd love to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thanks for all the support as well. It means a lot.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much.
Muggle Radio.